And unless we devise our own standard, our physical and mental faculties will have to be standardized to society. And we shall not cause any turbulence on the infrastructure around us unless it hits our own infrastructure. And anything is nothing without the order we have established to sort it out. And reaffirming a rational direction dictated by our inner self, external feelings get minimized. And the slow death caused by the impossibility to differentiate can be revived through a revolution either among us or within us. While being very precarious, a situation of change remains a situation of hope. And while we are used to get high in one context, we need to get used to get low in another context. And it is not in the extraordinary, but it is in the challenging of the ordinary the new life is brought about and can be shared. And whenever we think like leaving a place, we should retreat in ourselves and heal for the problems. And we shall escape only to find a system in order to retreat in ourselves without the need of escaping again. And we shall be ready to take advantage to the momentary opportunities to play the role of the hermit. And the one looking at the bottom of the shoe criticizes the one looking at the top. But we shall learn to consider both. And we learn to be civilized only through the highest degree of incivility, self-exploitation. And some captivation is always required to get a full sense of freedom running through our entire self. And it might take some steps to move ahead, but circumstances will always prepare the path for us. And the path of life can be so broad that only a small section can be perceived by others. And at the very limits of our explorations, it is at the very heart that we must retreat. And we may dominate the others through fighting or simply by dominating first ourselves through resistance. And by removing all the weights anchoring our heart, we will be able to live with intensity our brief existence. And only in a state of contemplation, war can be inevitable. And worse than those that want the new, there are those who want to keep old, the old new. And at times one ought to thank the sacrifice of war reviving the otherwise still productivity of a place. And only the originality of a mature identity can provide us with a guide. And we may not trust those who do not trust us in the first place. And if on one end we obsess about the accumulation of power, we come to forget the accumulation of potential required to regenerate the former. And the last word will be always of whom has experienced the human being in its multiplicity of human forms. And what we are to attempt is not to seek the far and alien, but is to return to what is poetic and most of all familiar. And we shall deal with our technological dependency by slowly accustoming its rapid changes. And if brutality no longer comes from the environment, it will come from other humans and vice versa. And we are only to guarantee yourself the most minimal possession in order to guarantee the execution of our spiritual enterprise. And the road that from the beginning looked so promising may discourage us in the middle, but will certainly elevate us in the very end. And unless we learn how to ride them, we will be always vulnerable to the changes coming from progress. And the best history is never written in a state of war or peace, but in a moderate alternation of them. And we shall always seek for what fulfills us the most. And once the human production ceases, nature is to be rediscovered only in its wild form. And the return to the origins is a return to a self that can finally regenerate. And what is the end of a road if we cannot contemplate the path that we have so far been taken? And paradoxically, as we gain immaterial weight, we become materially lighter. And in whatever crisis, who is fat will anyway suffer more than the skinny one. And while we ought to look after animals when they are small, to then let them free for plants is quite the contrary. And what may keep us both productive and recharging at the same time is the following of our own ideal. And what we are to really remove is the desire to remove for the sake of purity. And really what we should get instructed with is the art of searching and executing its instructions. And we are always shown that the beauty we are living is always equal to the one we are approaching. And what makes life so unbearable is to be taken part of an organization from which we cannot steer towards our personal aspiration. And how can we endure in a context that endures to be stubborn against us? And there ought to be some form of boosting to jump back in the land that technology made us departure. And as soon as we start exploiting our intimacy, a new intimacy have to be created elsewhere. And even though we may die in the foreign desolation of a cold land, our hearts will be still home. and we shall take advantage of the overarching organization in order to sustain our own. And given all the courses we took to get out of our local environment, new courses ought to be taken to get back to it. And we shall get worried about being too long exposed outside our own nature, and soon make plans to get back to it. And a society making its artificial to work will always subdue communities that make their nature to work. And everything that is not done according to its surrounding nature is doomed to disappear. And any human brutality may be the precondition to regenerate the stagnating potential of a society. And the more seal the social compartments get, the more we are bound to escape them, at least for some time. And what is most dreadful than an intimate landscape bursting with the technological acceleration? And we shall not confuse the laziness of a person or a landscape with purity. And once a period is over, the new one shall compensate what the previous one lacked. And in a popularized setting, fiction is to take over actual facts.